This is Retirement Talk. I'm Del Lowry. I've entitled this podcast, Pick a Fight. Now, Pick a Fight was the title of a recent college commencement address given by rock star Bono of U2 fame. Seems like a strange title at first glance, but after a second thought, how fitting. It may be an even more fitting title for a retirement project or attitude. We have time at our disposal, but many of us no longer have to earn money to pay the rent, work to please the boss, or provide for our children's education. We are free to devote all of our time and energy in whichever direction we choose. And we are free to offend. We can assist the afflicted and afflict the offensive. A friend of mine, Paul Miller in Missoula, Montana, has been retired for maybe 10 years. He was happily devoting his retired days to enjoying every minute. Then he seems to have gotten a second wind. He took on the cause of the homelessness in his town and state. He went to meetings, made phone calls, wrote letters, pleaded with and pestered people who have the wherewithal to assist. He made a difference. He, along with some other like-minded people, put together over a $5 million package to build a local shelter and center for the homeless in their community. It opened for business recently. They feed more than 300 people daily, as well as provide beds for 117 homeless. He decided to defend the disenfranchised. Whenever I think of picking a fight, I think of the work of Peter Bentinson. He worked in London. One day, while reading a paper on the tube as he went to work, he noticed a small article on an inside page. Two college students in Portugal had been sentenced to 7 years in prison for proposing a toast to freedom. He couldn't get this out of his mind during the day. The injustice of people being imprisoned for such a basic right of free speech. He took out an ad in the same paper. He reprinted a copy of that small article he had read and asked for anyone who senses the injustice of such imprisonment to sit down at their kitchen table and write a letter. They were to write whomever they could, whomever they thought might bring pressure to stop this injustice. Amnesty International was born out of his efforts. Today, tens of thousands of people write letters and protest the injustice of human rights abuses across the world. Some prisoners have been freed. Human rights abuses have stopped in some places. Torture has been driven into the light of day, where it has trouble surviving. Peter Bentinson's efforts to take on this wrong grew into a movement and has produced very real results. Amnesty was one of my first projects as I neared retirement. I helped organize the chapter in Anchorage, Alaska, and coordinated it for several years. When we moved to Bellingham, I helped resurrect the local chapter and coordinate it for several years. It was a good experience of taking on international bullies. One of my first retirement projects was to help create a farmer's market. I got involved one dark winter night when two college students called. They'd been told that I might be able to assist them. They wanted to create a farmer's market, but didn't have the foggiest idea of how to go about it. Well, I didn't either, but I was willing to learn on the job. I knew that local farmers were always looking for a market where they could cut out the middleman and make their small farms a bit more profitable. I knew that town folks always loved getting local produce and that they enjoyed gathering in a public place with fellow citizens to talk, hear music, and share hopes and dreams. Brenda and I worked on the project every working minute for about 3 months. In that time, we went out into the fields and found farmers who wanted to participate, established a board of directors, elected officers, established a checking account and legal incorporating documents, found a location, planned the layout of the market, and obtained startup funds from the city council. We had plants growing in the field that drove the project at a high rate of speed. There was no slowing down or stopping once the seeds were in the ground. We established that date at our very first meeting. After that, we just had to get our ducks in order. Of course, this was a project that was accomplished with the work of many. We had our loyal opposition and those that thought we were rushing into things, the local establishment. But other individuals and groups got involved. By opening day, we were no longer officially connected with the project. They had hired a real director. I had been what we referred to as the acting market director. The canopies were erected and the display tables overflowed with green produce. Music played. 29 years later, and that market still brings thousands of people into the heart of downtown each Saturday during the season. Same place, same time. We moved on to other projects, from organizing a John Denver tribute concert that would benefit a local environmental group to help with parks, trails, and greenways in the city and county. There seemed to be an overpreponderance of them established in some parts of town, and other neighborhoods were noticeably starved. The distribution was skewed. With others, we worked hard at seeing this difference corrected. Tens of millions of tax dollars were at stake. A more equitable distribution is now happening. And a beautiful new park and trail just opened in a previously neglected part of town. It did not happen without a fight. Picking a fight is not something our parents told us was a good thing to do. Perhaps we need to think or rethink this advice. Retirement might be the perfect time to look around and pick a fight with somebody. Lord knows there are plenty of them around. This is Retirement Talk with something to think about. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, contact Del at retirementtalk.org.